State Representative Evan Simpson with an update on the legislative session. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good morning, everyone. Nice to be with you.
Hey, appreciate your time. As week three starts today, 11th day of the session for the budget. And, well, let's give us an update on where the budget stands now in the House, where things are kind of sitting at this point.
Let's take a look at the overall picture. It costs $9.3 billion for a biennium that covers 2 years to run state government. Of course, that includes our education system, our transportation for YDOT, money we give to local municipalities and counties, but collectively $9.3 billion. Of that, about $3.2 billion is actually money that we control. It's not federal funds coming in and property taxes and things like that that comes in. We're controlling the $3.2 billion, and that's what we call the budget bill. We do that every 2 years, and so we're actually budgeting for the year 2021 and 2022. So last week, we set the other 320 bills aside and just focused on the budget. The way we do that is the budget is presented, and it's a set of documents about 3/4 inch thick, and we work literally through every agency talking about where they're spending their money, how many employees they have, benefits, a retirement program, all that kind of stuff is on the table for discussion. So on Wednesday, we had the second reading, which gives us an opportunity to actually submit amendments to the budget bill. There was 93 amendments submitted between the House and the Senate, and we spent very, very long days last week. I was working 13-hour days, 5 days every day last week. We spent a tremendous amount of time poring over the numbers, and an amendment typically is something that can either add to a department's budget or can modify or put stipulations on the way they spend their money, and sometimes it's cutting the department's budget. So it's all across the board. Each independent amendment proposed has to be debated and voted either yes or no. So we did that on Wednesday, and then we turned right around on second reading, and we had a third reading on Friday and did it all over again. It was 89 amendments submitted on that day, and we just debate them all. It's back and forth. But at the end of the week, we compare, because the Senate is doing the exact same thing as the House is, and then we start comparing back and forth. And this year, the last report I had was we were $4 million apart between the two chambers, which is really quite close. I've never seen it that close before. So as we go into conference committees to try to resolve the differences, it should be a little easier this year just because we're seeing things a lot closer than we used to.
Excellent. Representative Evan Simpson with us live this morning with the report from Cheyenne. One of the things that we always bring up is the revenue downfall. And last week, it was a week ago today, in fact, I believe that the governor made the announcement that the state is looking at the purchase of about a million acres of land in southern Wyoming with the hope that the mineral resources would provide a boost to the revenue. What's the latest on that? Was that something that was discussed last week?
We're only learning about it as you learn about it in press releases. We do have a proposed bill that would give him, well, not him, gives the state the authority to invest in real estate. We haven't had that authority in the past. We've just always taken our money and invested it in stocks and bonds. But this will be a completely different shift. The emphasis or the thought is that why not? There is money in real estate, certainly money in minerals. If we can get a better rate of return from this real estate purchase than we are in the stock market, then why would we not consider that? So we're cautiously approaching it. The governor's promised us that he will be very cautious. He will not do something frivolous and invest just in a lame duck that's not ever going to give us a good return. So I think it's a strong possibility that we'll proceed with that. I'm pretty confident we will pass the legislation giving him the authority to look at it.
Again, with Representative Evan Simpson this morning. Representative, as you head into this next week, you mentioned you go back to committee assignments. What are some of the highlights that we may expect this week?
You know, there was 398 proposed bills that were submitted this year from the House and Senate combined. After the first week, 77 of those died, so there's still 320 bills that are still alive. The interesting thing is the House has passed 44 bills and sent them over to the Senate, and the Senate's sent 40 bills back to us. So that still leaves 237 bills still left in the House of its origin, which means, and this Thursday is the crossover deadline. We cannot send any more bills to the Senate on Thursday. So we're going to have 3 days of rigorous debate trying to address as many bills as we can. And without doubt, there's going to be a lot of bills that are going to be left on the table. The House Speaker and the House Majority Floor Leader determine what order the bills are read in and debated. And so there's going to be a bunch left. There's just not enough time for us to accomplish that in this 5 weeks that we're here this year.
Right. Okay. Well, Representative, thanks for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity to give you an update.
That's Representative Evan Simpson from Cheyenne this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up.